Hey, this is Bipolar J. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. This episode is titled Episode 9. And it's titled Going to the Mall. I think today, in my day program, we're all gonna go to the mall as a big group, which is great because it will be a good practice round for what I have planned for next week. Or possibly even this week, depending on how the mall goes. So yesterday I was definitely in a manic state, but I recognized that I was in a manic state, and I was able to bring myself back down to close to five, multiple times throughout the day. So like, it's definitely a challenge. I'm not saying it's not. It's definitely a struggle. I'm actually looking at a book right now given to me by a good friend of mine. It's titled Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor E. Frankl. I'll just read you a little excerpt from the back. Psychiatrist Viktor Frankl's memoir has riveted generations of readers with its description of life in Nazi death camps and its lesson for spiritual survival. Based on his own experience and the story of his patients, Frankl argued that we cannot avoid suffering. So Frankl argues we cannot avoid suffering, but we can choose how to cope with it. So there's many different coping mechanisms. Find meaning in it and move forward because time only moves forward. At the heart of his theory, known as logotherapy, is a conviction that the primary human drive is not pleasure, but the pursuit of what we find meaningful. So logotherapy is theory, and it states that the primary human drive, what we're motivated by, is not pleasure, but rather what we find meaningful. So, kind of good pressure, bad pressure type of deal. Man's Search for Meaning has become one of the most influential books in America. It continues to inspire us all to find significance in the very act of living. In the very act of living. And here's a little bio about Viktor Frankl. Born in Vienna in 1905, Viktor E. Frankl published more than 30 books on theoretical and clinical psychology and gained international renown. He died in 1997. He lived quite a long life, and he lived a very meaningful life. Because if you think about it, he just read the book. It's a very short book, 160 pages. But there's so many good, short, little, tiny snippets that you can draw away from. You don't even have to read the whole thing. Just open to a random page and read something. I wanted to read this book for a long time, but I just didn't have the courage. Going to try to read the book today. I'll update you guys throughout the day on how that goes. So my day so far, it's looking pretty good. I got my day program. We're going to the mall. It's a Halloween party. I'm meeting two friends today. One friend at 4 p.m. and then another friend at 6 p.m. I've already confirmed the appointments, so I'm gonna stop worrying about it. And then just move on with my day. I should also mention I listened through to the podcast sent from yesterday, and yesterday my tiny little goal was to, if I wake up early than everybody else, the rule was I can't leave my room. So prior to waking up, I stored all the items I need in my room to kind of keep me from having racing thoughts. One of them is this podcast, the other one is the book, another one is the binder from my day program, so I can read through it and prepare for the day. And that's about it. And I have like lavender soap by my computer to remind me that I'm not supposed to get on the computer. I'm just gonna smell the lavender soap, and that calms me down. A little box inside my room that's just sleep. But I can't open that box anymore because I already took my meds. I have tea, but I don't have hot water here yet. So I can make tea in a little bit. But I do have thermos of hot water inside my room, so I can just drink some water because I'm thirsty right now. It is currently 4:30 a.m. still. It's gonna be a good day.
It's a lie, though, burying disciples. One page of the Bible isn't worth a life. Something wrong in the village.
So that's the song I'm currently listening to. It's called The Village. And that's how I feel, really. I really trust a lot of people. That's just based on my personal experience. It's like karma, right? The golden rule. There are no bad systems, there are no bad people. Only bad systems. I believe I'm the first person to say that. So it might be a quote from me, from Bipolar J, but I probably read some other stuff and then condensed it down to that phrase. Or maybe I just might be just bullshitting, It's really important to separate yourself from your disorder. And I'm trying to do that right now. So it's currently 6:02, and I'm just going out for a walk by myself. It's a little bit rainy outside, but that's okay. One of my medication that was used to treat a specific illness has been decreased. So I'm just trying to test myself to see if I'm hallucinating, if I'm seeing things. And so far, so good. I have my coping strategies with me, which is technology. Got my headphones on, blocking out the outside noise. I'm just too sensitive, you know? Like, all the bi illness that we know of so far is on a spectrum. So when you have one, you're bound to see a little bit of the other ones too. So that's why the medication is probably different for each person, because it's trying to, the psychiatrist is trying to like tailor it specific for each individual person's needs. So is your therapist. So don't listen to what I say. This is just what works for me. Talk to your therapist, talk to your psychiatrist, because I'm not a therapist, I'm not a psychiatrist. I have a psychology degree and a philosophy degree from a respectable university in Canada, and that's about it. And I traveled for a couple of years, saw some things, did some things, some stupid things, some fun things. But at the end of the day, only you know what's best for you. But you have all the help around you. You just have to go seek it out. You have to take that first step, man. If because if you don't take that first step, nobody is going to be able to persuade you and push you. You have to be the one to reach out and be like, "Hey, I need help. Here's what I need from you." And sometimes that works, sometimes that doesn't, but at the end of the day, at least you know that you've tried, right? And you should be proud of that. Walking really clears my mind. I should just do more walking. I've been doing more walking lately, but the thing is, my attention span is very short lately, so I can't even sit down and read a book. That's why I came out for a walk. Podcasts are also good. Like, I'm creating a podcast, but I also listen to podcasts, because when I listen to podcasts, all the racy thoughts stop. I'm just focusing on the podcast, thinking about the ideas that they're transmitting. Anyways, that's like a coping strategy, but in the long term, just whatever works for you, right? Because when you go out to society, there's still a stigma around mental illness, and more people know about it these days. But at the end of the day, it just depends on what's normal for you. For me, walking outside, talking to my phone at 6 a.m. in the morning, it's quite normal. There's nobody around me. I'm not hurting anybody. I don't have any thoughts to hurt myself. And that's all that matters at the end of the day. I also don't think I'm gonna go back to sleep even when I go back home. So I should just sit for a bit outside, meditate for a bit, and then head back in and do my own thing in my own room or in the home office. Just get inside my own space, be in the zone, be present. And then try again for tonight to see if I can get my sleep schedule kind of sorted out, so I don't have to worry too much about my family members. Because I care too, and they care too, and they just care too much, you know? That's just the problem. Everywhere I go. That's a fact. That's not opinion. So it's currently 5 p.m. and I met a good friend of mine today at the library. I think for people with bipolar illness, it's important that we separate the illness, first of all, from ourselves. It's important to introspect, and it's important to reflect on what are your values. And so when I met my friend, we talked for about an hour. And it really gave me clarity on these things. So it was a good day today.